91.3 WYEP Pittsburgh. I'm Rosemary, and oh, what a hard job I have. I have to sit here in the middle of the afternoon and listen to the Amy Ray Band. So, you know, I'm listening, and oh, it's like, oh, you know, Indigo Girls folk, Amy Ray's solo albums rock, and this is like, what is this, bluegrass? Is this country? You've been in this industry long enough to know you can't confuse these things.
You know, it's all the same. We're all drawn from the same well.
Well, I do think it's amazing, though, that you're at a point, at least I hope, in your career where you don't really have to worry about that. You don't have, there's nobody saying, look, you know, we need to market you in X way. That you can, you've gotten to that point where you can say, this is what I want to do.
Well, as far as the solo stuff, there's never been a person to tell me, except me, to tell me what's going on. So that's kind of, it's been a free form. And it's a small thing. It's my solo stuff is really like a... It's a labor of love, and, you know, we get out there in the van, and we go play a bunch of shows, and we have a good time, and it started out as punk rock, and then kind of morphed into rock with some country leanings, and now it's, like, just, like, southern stuff. And Indigos, you know, we had, Indigos were pretty lucky, too. I mean, we really, I'm sure people talked about us behind the doors, about what they would try to do with us, but they quickly gave up, I think, is the truth. Because, you know, you can't market me and Emily that well. So we're not like the marketable, you know what I mean. We tried to be, but it didn't last.
Well, whenever you record with Emily as Indigo Girls, it's very different than what you're doing here. With this album, you went to Asheville, Analog, everybody in the room together. I would assume there has to be a lot of preparation in advance of that, but it also opens up the door to perhaps happy accidents.
For sure. I mean, we made our first country record about, I think it was in 2013 when we recorded it. It came out in 2014, and it was to tape as well. It was called Goodnight Tender, and this is the core band that made that record as well. We had a different bass player, but Carrie came on board right away, and we've been touring together for about 5 years. So when we went into the studio to do Holler, yeah, it was great, you know, because we had been playing together for so long, and we had had chance to work on some of the tunes early as well, you know, like in hotel rooms or whatever when we were on the road. So, and it did, and we had a really great piano player named Kofi Burbridge, who was in the band at the time, and he's passed on, and he, you know, he brought his own thing too, which was just completely magical as a human too. And so it was a treat to be in the studio, actually. It was just a treat. It was like every day we went in there and just played music and ran the tape, and, you know, it was, and we had horns and strings come in later on and play live to the tape. And so I don't know, I was like a kid in a candy store for me, and there were definite accidents. And this song was, the song we just played was very unformed. I had written it on banjo, and I don't know how to play banjo. So Allison Brown came in and sat in with our band as well, that banjo player, and she's amazing. And I just said, I got this banjo song, and I don't know how to play banjo, so she played it with Jeff and her, started working on it, and everybody kind of started jumping in, and I had a banjo, and I was told to take it off and not play banjo, and I did, and then it turned out to be a lot better. But that was a real surprise, you know, like, we didn't even know we were going to put it on the record. It became a song that we really, you know, experimented with.
So an Amy Ray song is never just an Amy Ray song.
No. I'm a collaborator. I mean, that's just, you know, from Emily, I'm used to collaborating with someone. It's never like solo, really.
You know, you've, in your career, you've played in huge stadiums, you know, to masses of people, you've been on TV, but tonight you're playing at Club Cafe, so you still have this opportunity to do these really small clubs. That's a totally different experience for you, and in some ways, it must also be a gift to still be able to do that.
Totally, yeah, it's totally a gift. I mean, there are times, of course, when we play a place and, you know, people are mean or something, I don't know, you know, something happened and you're just like, oh, I wish I had those walls around me that kind of protect me from that, you know, like the crew at the place that won't treat you right because you're an old lady or something, you know what I mean? But most of the time, I get a lot of joy out of this, and it's like doing it all over again in a way, because all the little, small little accomplishments mean just as much as they meant when I was 20 and Indigo Girls were starting, you know, down the path and stuff. So, yeah, it's a gift. It's for sure a gift. And I learn a lot when I'm on this side of things and then go back to the big tour. And I think I'm very thankful for both things, I think.
You know, before we wrap here and go into another song, I want to talk about the title track, Holler. Because I always feel like a title track is chosen for a reason. It sort of anchors things and everything kind of builds around it. And I can't help but think that there is just an element of home to this record. That, you know, you're on the road quite a bit, but home is something that, you know, it's not just a place, it's a place you create. It's something that comes out of you. So I wanted you to talk about that title track and the sense of home.
Yeah, I mean, this record has a sense of place because where I live in the woods and on a river it's just like a gift from, it's amazing. Like, it's an amazing place. And it saved me, you know, when I moved up there 25 years ago, I had depression problems and I drank too much and I was just like a mess, you know. And I just, once I got up there and dug in, everything was so much more peaceful for me. So I do think about home a lot, and I think about my family a lot, and my partner and my kid, and the ways that they have to deal with me and my life, you know, and the way we deal with each other. And this song is kind of like, you know, it's like these are my fears, and these are the things that I think are beautiful, and these are the ways that I want to be. But I'm just, like all of us, I think a lot go through this where we're working really hard and we have a family or friends and we can't make commitments. Things just aren't, you know, you feel like you're just messing everything up all the time. And so I'm just treading water all the time, but at least I can stick my head up and scream every now and then, you know, and tell you I love you or scream at the world or whatever, you know. So it's kind of about that. And I think this record, you know, our Goodnight Tender record was a little bit, there was a couple of rock songs on it, but a lot of it was very sort of, I wanted it to have kind of a timeless country feel. And this one I wanted to just be like, you know, like some slow songs, but also this idea of just like experimentation and unbridled whatever, and just talk about whatever I want to talk about and not worry about being edited or censored or what I was scared to say, you know. Because you all have to just say your truth, whatever it is, you know, no matter what side you're on, just say it, you know, and it's okay.
I'm not surprised. As I was listening to the record, I thought, this feels like a tutorial of who you
are.
No, in a very pleasant way.
Okay,
and
good.
So let's go a little bit deeper into the tutorial here with another tune.
Oh, well, you know what? We're going to swing. Do you mind if we swing back and do something from Goodnight
Tender? You may do whatever you like, okay. Amy Ray.
Because this song is about a man, Dwayne Allman, who was like our, you know, a big inspiration to all of us. And I wrote it after having an argument in a bar with a drunk friend of mine about what was missing in rock and roll. So we ended up deciding that Dwayne Allman was the missing element, basically.
Click my thing. Oh, turn my mandolin on. Yeah, that's good.